Good day, everybody. This is Paul Valerie, and you are listening to Two Cents of My Sense and Other Nonsense, a short-length feature show bringing you commentary and news on a variety of topics. So I know I already published my podcast episode for this week already, but I had an experience yesterday that I just had to do another episode on. And that event was a friend of mine recently told me about this meetup group. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with meetup.com, it's basically a social networking site where you meet online, but the purpose is to meet offline. So let's say you just move to an area and you're interested in hiking and you want to get together with people in the area and actually hike for real. Well, you would go to meetup.com, you would type in your interest is hiking, and you would find people online, and then there's different events called meetups where you would go and meet them in person. Well, I went to an LA-based business networking internet marketing event yesterday, and wow, this event was pretty amazing. The main topic was business marketing with a focus on using various internet tools to grow your business. Now, the speakers on this topic were internet marketing guru Kaz Khosravani and inspirational speaker slash author Ellie Drake. There was a third speaker, and this was actually a surprise for me. I didn't really realize who she was, but she is a feng shui master and featured expert in the very popularized worldwide movie called The Secret, and her name is Marie Diamond. Now, Kaz, the internet marketing guru, he gave some great tips and things to keep in mind to achieving success in the online arena. My biggest takeaway point from this presentation was the importance of niche marketing. You got to know who your audience is, and you have to market to them specifically. You got to speak in their language and attract target traffic to your site with the intention of providing quality content and also initiating the process of transferring prospects into buyers, buyers into repeat buyers, and then repeat buyers into fans. And those fans are therefore, you know, they will go ahead and forward your information on to their friends and their friends and so forth and so on. Now, Kaz also discussed a cool technique of using forums, where you basically discussion forums to attract your audience to your site. Now, Ellie Drake, the second speaker, her story was really inspirational. She came from an immigrant family from Iran, and she provided lots of juicy info in her speech. She weaved personal anecdotes and life lessons fluidly with real-world application on how to brand your passion and build your tribe. Now, she specifically calls this passion branding and tribe building, and her website is www.elliedrake.com. Now, your tribe is your loyal following, basically the people to whom you provide great value and service. This is your virtual market, and you move your information products or whatever products you have through them. So I know this is a really quick recap. If you guys listening want any more information, definitely send me an email at passioncreatesproductions@gmail.com, or just go ahead and respond or comment to the episodes directly on the website at www.my2centsandnonsense.com, my two as in the number two, cents, C-E-N-T-S, and nonsense.com. Now, last but not least, and this was the one that really got me going. Marie Diamond spoke. Talk about wow. The way that her life has unfolded is like magic, and it's pretty much inspired me to create more of that effortless fluidity in my own life. Now, as I mentioned before, Marie was featured in the movie The Secret, and I can see why. She knows her stuff. So basically, her premise is that 33% of our success has nothing to do with what we do or think or try to manifest, but rather what is in our environment. Because whether we know it or not, our environment is also attracting and radiating certain things into and out of our lives based on colors and configuration, just to name two things. Now, I can buy that because of my own experience in feng shuiing my place and feeling the energy shifts. And just to give you a brief sidebar, a few months ago, living in my home was virtually unbearable. I hated my apartment. I had thoughts of really having to move out because the energy just seemed really messed up and I couldn't figure out exactly why. I just felt that something was wrong. But then, you know, it just so happened that I was installing a new internet system in my home and I needed to, and basically where the phone jack was in the opposite direction, the opposite side of the room where my desk was. So I had to do some reconfiguring in order to get everything where it needed to be. And after I reconfigured my entire room, I have to tell you something, and I kid you not, I felt an immediate shift in the energy of my place that same night. I no longer felt that there was this urgent need for me to move out of my home. So in addition to that, I've had other experiences with feng shui, but that one was kind of like the icing on the cake. I am a feng shui believer. So now back to Marie. She took feng shui a step further for me. Excuse me, I think it's feng shui. I pronounced that incorrectly. I'm kind of a perfectionist at times. But anyway, she took feng shui a step further for me and introduced the concept of everyone having a power direction based on their date of birth. She did an exercise with this woman from the audience where she demonstrated that when we're not facing our power direction, our good intentions basically go kerplunk. She asked this woman volunteer to think about the success of her new business venture while raising her arm and pointing in her power direction. Marie then proceeded to push down on the woman's arm with all her might. The woman was able to keep her arm steady and strong. Marie then had the woman perform the same exercise, pointing in a direction that was powerless for her, and Marie was able to push the woman's arm down with one finger. Now, the point of this exercise was to demonstrate that if certain placements of items in our environment does not correspond to our personal power directions, then these environmental quote-unquote hazards may counteract our actions and efforts for success. Hence why many people may say, I feel like I'm doing everything right for my business and things are going good, but I just can't seem to get over this hump. Or I just don't know what to do. I can't think of anything else to do. I feel like I'm doing everything, but there's just something wrong. There's like this quantum leap that needs to happen that's just not happening, and they can't figure it out why. Well, Marie's recommendation for solving that issue would be looking at your environment and basically applying the principles of feng shui, including, and most importantly, the power direction. So I was amazed by this demonstration, but part of me was still like, yeah, right. Is this really for real? Just because this woman faces another direction, all of a sudden she's lost all power in her arm. So anyway, I was just, you know, very curious about this, but I was also very intrigued by this whole power direction idea. And I kept asking myself, I wonder what my power direction is. And you know what? I actually wrote down in my notebook that I would, you know, I just wrote down the question to the universe or whoever is listening, what is my power direction? You know, I'll take every little bit of help that I can take. I'm no respecter of help persons, so to speak. But anyway, so like I said, I wrote it down in my notes, and within seconds of me writing this down, this question to the universe, what is my power direction? Would you believe it that Marie asked for a second volunteer? I felt like my arm involuntarily shot up in the air and I ran up on stage next to her. I was actually kind of excited. It was pretty fun. There's actually some people in the audience kind of laughing like, ha ha ha. Not in a mean way, but just like, wow, look at the excitement with which this woman ran to do this exercise. But anyway, so I'm up there and Marie does the same exercise with me as she did with the other woman. And let's just say my doubts about the believability of this power direction thing completely vanished. I felt a significant difference in my strength and lack thereof depending on which direction I faced when thinking about my intention. Because Marie posed the same questions to me as she posed to the other woman, and she, you know, had me face my power direction with one question, and she was pressing down with all of her might, and I could feel her strength, and my arm was just strong. But when we switched directions to my quote-unquote powerless direction, you know what? It literally felt like all the energy was zapped from my arm. I could not explain it. So when I got home, armed with this newfound information, I made some cosmetic adjustments to my living space. Now, if you don't think environment plays a part in your success, health, relationships, whatever is important to you, I highly encourage you to reconsider. Once again, this woman's name is Marie Diamond, and I think she's worth taking a look at. So that's my 2 cents for today. This, I guess what we can call it, a special news report. All right, till next week, guys. Have a good one. This is Paul Valerie signing out.